DHS debunks leftist claims of hunger strike and inhumane conditions for illegal aliens at NJ Detention Center. By Hannah Knudsen on May 26, 2026. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is debunking the leftist claims of an illegal immigrant inmate hunger strike over inhumane conditions at New Jersey's Delaney Hall facility, explaining that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, actually has higher detention standards than most U.S. prisons that hold actual U.S. citizens. Several New Jersey Democrats opted to spread misinformation on Memorial Day, expressing outrage over the living conditions of inmates at Delaney Hall. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, described it as deplorable and asserted inmates were on hunger strike fighting for their human rights. Senator Andy Kim, DNJ, asserted that detainees are protesting the lack of due process, the disgusting food and poor treatment while their families and advocates stood outside calling for help, and several other Democrats made similar accusations. However, these assertions are false, according to DHS. In fact, DHS said there is no hunger strike at the facility at all. Beyond that, inmates receive proper medical treatment once they are in custody, as well as clean water, clothing, bedding, and 3 meals a day. Illegal aliens also have access to phones to communicate with their family members and lawyers. Certified dietitians evaluate meals. In fact, ICE has higher detention standards than most U.S. prisons that hold actual U.S. citizens, DHS revealed, emphasizing that the medical treatment they receive is often the best they have ever received in their lives. This is nothing more than a political stunt by New Jersey sanctuary politicians for fundraising clicks, Acting Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss said following the protesters' gathering outside of the facility on Monday, including New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill, D. Sen. Kim, and members of the New Jersey congressional delegation. There is no hunger strike at Delaney Hall. There are no subprime conditions or abuse at the facility, she made clear. These sanctuary politicians should be thanking ICE law enforcement for removing murderers, rapists, pedophiles, and drug traffickers from their communities. She added, "We need these sanctuary politicians to stop peddling this garbage and cooperate with us to get these criminals out of their state." These types of smears are contributing to our officers facing a more than 1,300% increase in assaults against them as they remove the worst of the worst. DHS also shared a list of a few of the illegal alien criminals in New Jersey taken off the street by ICE. That includes Jose de la Olinas and Juan Vasquez Reyes, both of whom have criminal histories of homicide, as well as John Martinez Valverde, whose criminal history includes sex offense against a child.